danger, dude. He has pronounced John. That's all he says.
And then he leaves.
Yeah.
Now, Nick, what
hey, he's here to save us from climate change.
Yeah.
Actually, I just wanted a correction. It's pronounced Jod.
Jod.
You've been praying wrong the whole time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. I'm your host, Sam the Bomb, and with me this week is Nick. And Disney is Disney.
Wow, get wrecked, son.
Because me and Nick were talking about Disney shit earlier. Danny is out this week because she's sick. The fucking Woo-hoo! Voice got her. Like it got me a couple weeks ago and I was out. So her voice last week was already getting kind of, you know, poopy.
Danny was driving too many steamboats and got sick. Oh.
God damn it, dude. Yeah, so Danny is. She's been kind of relaxed, maxing and relaxing all day, trying to get some rest and whatever. So it's just me and Nick, and we are doing a patron rec review that we rolled for a couple weeks ago. And it's funny because when we rolled it, we accidentally rolled 5 centimeters per second, which Danny put on there because she did not realize that we had already reviewed it because it was so long ago. And then we rolled again, and then we got Legend of Hay. So we are talking about the Legend of Hay today. We had kind of asked people if they wanted us to do both. And then Naxos had went on Discord and said, oh, you guys do not have to do it again. I totally forgot that you guys did it. So we're just going to be talking about The Legend of Hate today, which was, I believe, was wrecked by Sen. So we will do another patron rec review.
Sen's world, and we're living in it.
We're doing another patron rec review probably, I don't know, in a couple months or next month or something, just because I was kind of talking to Danny about it. I was like, we should get through these, and then we can make a new wheel, you know, and then start doing more other patrons recs. So, but we'll get to that when it comes. Okay. So yeah, dude, let's just not waste no time. We're doing a patron rec review. We're reviewing The Legend of Hay. And it's a Chinese anime movie
production,
Chinese animated movie. The Legend,
but
of
it's on my anime list.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they're so arbitrary.
Liu Xiaohei Zhangji. It's got a bunch of cat faces in it, so it's 10 out of 10. No, I'm just kidding.
And we're going to butcher all the Chinese names. We're admitting this ahead of time.
I take Chinese. Sam
will butcher them less than I will.
I take Chinese, but I'm not very good at it at all. Like, it's so hard. Like, I'm probably just going to learn how to speak it instead of read it at this point, because trying to learn how to read it is beyond my butts. Like, I can't do it.
And I smell like milk and wet dog.
And that's true. And so, like,
I mean, that's my level of Chinese. I suck.
Reading Romaji is okay for me, like, you know, reading it like in English when it's written out in English. But anyways, we are gonna butcher it. So I will be going by their dub names anyway, because they changed the name to the dub because I watched the dub. But anyways, we'll get right into it. But first,
wait. So does Mal have the dub name or the other name?
Mal has the Chinese names.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't find anywhere where it says their English names, but like,
does it show it on the wiki? The English? Oh, I have the wrong
on the dub. Oh, so on the Wikipedia it does show.
Oh, Sam, you mixed up the wiki link.
Did I really?
Yeah, you have Blue Eyes Samurai on wiki.
Oh, I thought right, I changed
fine.
It.
It's fine. I'll fix it. I got. It. Keep talking. I got it.
Okay. There we go. But so on the Wikipedia it shows their English names, but not for everyone. So it only does the Hay and Infinity and Stormend or whatever. But it did premiere in Japan also. So there is a Japanese dub to it, because there were some Japanese producers who worked on it. But that being said, let's just jump into the episode here. And let me tell you about this. Links.animesummit.net. Okay, go there and you can follow. Those are all the links to follow social media, TikTok, where to listen to the podcast. Subscribe on YouTube, and we just upload the podcast there, as well as just a few other things. I want to talk about that. We have an extra channel called YouTube or Anime Summit Extra, where we upload, you know, gameplay things, let's plays, just other funny vlog shit. We have not done anything with that channel in a long time, and at some point I want to bring it back. So, you know, if you've unsubbed to it because of the lack of uploads, please resub do it. Resub do it, and you know, it should be in the about section in or it should be on our link tree as well. But like, yeah, we'll I'm gonna bring it back. We're gonna bring it back, okay? So that being said, also go to animesummit.net, buy a shirt. Get a shirt.
Where are you going with that shirt?
I ordered Danny and Nick shirts. They should be on their way to them now. Or actually, Danny got a hoodie. Danny got a hoodie. Nick got a shirt. So they should be on their way to them now, and they're going to rock that shit. It's going to be cool. Danny will probably make a TikTok or something. Or maybe I'll just have her send me pictures, and I'll make a TikTok out of it.
So, you know what we should do, Sam? We should make a shirt that's the American flag, but there's a rainbow line, the thin rainbow line.
The thin rainbow line.
I don't know if that's already a thing. If that means something else, I didn't mean that. But
no, but I get what you mean. It's like there's like the red line, which is like firefighters, and there's like
the blue line, police. Yeah, yeah.
The brown line, pizza delivery.
And then we can
people.
Have like barbed wire tattoos around our arms.
But it's look, a rainbow one. Tough. Yeah, but it's a thin
I'm
rainbow
gonna look
line.
Tough. I'll have an anchor and a mermaid.
Hey, it is tough, man. I'll get a mermaid tattooed on me. Shit, I love mermaids, man. Dude, sirens are way cooler though. Anyways, this is mad. This is not the Sea Monster podcast. We'll do that later. Fucking the Western anime pitch thing where we each pitched a Western property turning into an anime. Nick won by most votes.
Woo!
Jurassic Park. Very good. Very good classic iconic film to be turned into like a cool action fantasy epic, to be honest with you. So
I'm a top three host on the summit.
I had a not little three, too much fun with that one.
Not two. You do the math.
Not you do the math. I had a little
I got that much. From a Dr. Disrespect video.
I had a little too much fun with that. I was like, yeah, people are gonna do this cool I love battle jokes.
So yours was probably the most creative, I think, but me and Danny kind of cheated. We picked like classic movies.
Nah, those are that's the way you should have done it. Me, I'm just like Battletoads because I love it. I love Rash and Pimple and Zitz and the Dark Queen. She's thick. Nah, anyways. So yeah, Nick won by the most votes. We'll think of me and Danny's punishments later. Well, Nick will think of it. He'll probably make our profile pick some lollies or some dumb shit. But anyway, question of the week, Nick, what do you got?
All right, this is from Mikeru, and he asks, what are you currently watching that is not anime?
So I've been having trouble staying awake during work because I haven't been sleeping at night. So one thing I do while I'm on phones, and whenever I get a phone call, I just pause it. I've just been watching movies that I've been behind on or movies that I wanted to watch for the past how many years. I've been kind of catching up on the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I've been skipping a few of them because I really don't fucking care anymore.
You watched all the old ones, right?
Yeah. Everything in the Infinity okay. Saga I've seen. Everything so far in the Multiverse Saga, I kind of don't care about. Not even the TV.
Yeah, I've heard not great reviews on some of them.
Yeah. So the only things I care about in the Multiverse Saga so far are, like, I love No Way Home, obviously. Spider-Man No Way Home. I love She-Hulk. And I loved...
Uh-oh, YouTube didn't like that one, Sam. That was on the algorithm for a couple weeks.
The CG in She-Hulk is so bad. It's bad. It's
so funny, though. Like, just seeing YouTube videos all just copying each other. They're all just riding the wave, you know? Yeah. It's like, oh, something happened. We all got to talk about it. But you Madam Web is the one right now.
Madam Web looks so bad, too. Like, it doesn't...
I've heard it was very
you could
bad.
Have, you could have built those characters in other movie, like team-up movies, and instead you're trying to build them all in one, and it just like...
Well, I think part of it is they have to make... like, Sony has to make a Spider-Man movie every X amount of years.
That's so bad. That's so dumb.
So they had to make it.
That's so dumb, because you're now...
They're like, oh, quick, now turn you're it in have, at 11:59 p.m.
You're going to have fucking Jessica Walters or Jessica Andrew... You know, Spider-Woman, you're going to have her outshine Aranya, which is bullshit. You know what I mean? They're both great spider characters. And also, there's no Spider-Gwen in that. So it's like, or one of them is Spider-Gwen, right? I don't fucking remember. I don't know. But
I don't know Spider-Lore, dude.
Dude, it in my opinion, that ruins it. Anyways, we'll talk about it later. But anyways, I recently watched Ted 2, Ant-Man Quantumania, which was great. Ted 2 was hilarious. And yeah, just any random movie. Random movies. I caught up on all the Disney Channel original movies. That was fun. And my mom's got a date with a vampire. Good one. Classic. And I'm starting, once I get caught up on some more winter anime here, I'm going to be starting High and Low, which is a delinquent alternative city future kind of gang. Kill you 5,000, fight you in the face. And there's a point where it crosses over with Crows and Worst. So, which is kind of cool. which I
take a shot. Sam said crows.
I did. So now actually crows moved down to side. It takes two shots. So like if I mention crows, you got to take a double shot of vodka. Okay, Nick.
I've been watching YouTube and playing Overwatch. It's a sad fucking life, man.
On YouTube, I've been watching the Hook GP and I've been watching a lot of Chinese cooking videos because I want to learn more Chinese.
Oh, hell
dishes.
Yeah, with like the eggs and shit.
Yeah. I've been wanting to
learn love when they have eggs.
Because I know a lot of I don't know a lot of Chinese dishes and I don't know a lot of French dishes. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I know a lot of Thai and Mexican, obviously. I know a lot of Italian dishes. You know, kind of basic stuff. You know, I know a lot of Vietnamese dishes and American dishes. So Chinese dishes, I'm going to start in Hunan and then go around and then hopefully end in like Sichuan, and I'll learn how to make like Mapo tofu and things like that. But the next dish I want to learn right now is braised pork belly, and you can do that in the Instant Pot. So like I'm going to learn how to do it in the Instant Pot. So I've been watching a lot of Chinese cooking videos. But that being said, if you got a cool recommendation for YouTube or the next movie I should watch or next movie Nick should watch, which I believe you watched Alien, didn't you? And you were on the plummet and you did the next cinematography.
I was not on that. I've seen Alien.
Oh, I thought you were going to go on that.
I don't even think I was invited.
You were invited.
Was I? Dude, I don't remember.
Dude, okay.
I don't think I was.
So y'all gotta
wait.
Go
wait,
plummet.
Did that already happen?
I believed it already happened. Yes.
No, that already happened. Yeah. You know what? Maybe they did invite me, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, I think you couldn't. You're probably out that.
They
weekend.
Might have recorded it when I was gone. Yeah, yep, that's what happened.
But
that's what I'll tell myself.
Shout out to Gizmo for continuing the cinematography series and putting the latest edition of cinematography with Alien. He's doing an Alien series, much like how Danny and King are doing a Brad Pack series in our cinematography series. So it's a series within a series within a series. Anyways, shout out to Anime Plumber. Go check out Anime Plumber. Links on Amazon. Okay. Good answer. Main topic, you bitch. The Legend of Hay. This is recommended. This is a patron recommended review. And we rolled this on a little spinny wheel thingy. This was recommended by Sen. Let me give you the breakdown really quick. The Legend of Hay. Okay.
Down by the bay. Just may. I posted the Happy Gilmore thing.
Luo Zhaohe Zhanji is a Chinese animated film in 2019, released in 2019. It also did premiere in Japan a month afterwards and was distributed by Toho and then English dubbed by Shout Studios in 2021. So a lot of us didn't get to watch it until a couple years later. I think it did premiere.
Yeah, the dub came out in, yeah, you already just said it.
Yeah, the dub came, yeah.
Yep.
So, Zhao He begins his wandering journey because his home is destroyed by humans. On a search for a new home, he encounters other monsters as well as human allies, some which will share his dislike of humans. This leaves him with a dilemma of which side to choose, the spirit side or the human side. And so, in the beginning, he is rescued from the big city by Fang Xi, Stormend, as they call him in the dub, because they just literally translate the names. And he's also a spirit, and they bring him back to this island that's way off in the distance that's mostly inhabited by spirits. And then he's rescued by Wu Xian, or Infinity, who is a human kind of spirit user, or, you know, Wu Xia user. So this is kind of like it's like a fantasy epic film. There's not really like the story is not really like something super unique or whatever, but like it just is like it's told really well and it looks really beautiful doing it. But that being said,
it's like a more PG Princess Mononoke kind of.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great way to say it. That's a great way to say it. Yeah. Studio HMCH. This was directed by MTJJ. Ping Zhang, and he's also the writer and creator. It's got a runtime of about 1 hour and 41 minutes. Very, very, very simple. You can watch it on Crunchyroll. I believe it actually premiered on Crunchyroll in America after premiering at a few cons in 2021. And you can also watch it on Tubi TV. So Tubi TV, by the way, is free. You literally just...
Oh, yeah, Tubi TV.
You literally just turn it on and play whatever you want. The series is based on the legend of Luo Zhaohe, an animated short and web manhwa made by MTGJ in 2011. The movie, The Legend of He, serves as a full-featured film prequel to that series. So, which is kind of crazy. You think he made that in 2011 and then decided, I want to work on this fucking film and the film.
Well, supposedly the show is pretty good. People really liked the web manga there.
Yeah, there's like 40 some episodes. And
I watched a Steve-um review, and he said he actually liked the show even more than the movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Everybody subscribe to Steve-ums, Stevem.
Steve-ums.
He's a soft-spoken, he's like Super Eye Patch Wolf, but slightly different.
But slightly different.
An overly handsome anime reviewer.
So Nick, let me get your first thought on this. Because let me say this. Can I just say this really quick? This is the first time we reviewed something Chinese. Me and Nick have talked about...
Yeah, link click, everyone keeps telling us to do.
Me and Nick have talked about Thunderbolt Fantasy in the past, but like that's...
Yeah, that's based on Chinese stuff.
That's like a Chinese-Japanese joint production. So that's kind of like fully Chinese. There were some other ones that I've wanted to talk about, like the... I forgot what it was called, but it's like this martial arts action... elemental battle kill you 9000 anime, and it's like I think it's called the valley of hidden leaves or something like that. I don't remember. It's like a series of movies. That was one I wanted to review for a while. I always just forget about it. And I mean, in terms of manhwa, which is a Chinese word for manga, the only experience I've had with that is this comic book I have, and I got like the first like 30 books of it. It's called the Force of Buddha's Palm, and it's just like a fucking kung fu wuxia comic by Jade Man Comics. So look up Jade Man Comics. That being said, I have no other experience with this. Is my first like time like sitting down watching a Chinese animated. I mean, I've seen Chinese animated shorts like on YouTube. You know, I've seen Korean animated shorts on YouTube and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like nothing like a full like, you know, series or movie. So. That being said, Nick.
And also, I looked it up again. Manhwa is also the Korean word for manga.
Well, there's manhwa and manhwa.
Oh, manhwa and manhwa. Okay, they're slightly. Okay. I don't know. I'm just a whitey. I don't know.
I'm just a whitey. There's manja and manga. All right. And fucking God comes down out of nowhere and goes, it's pronounced.
Yeah, the
God.
Manger, dude. Yeah, it's pronounced John. That's all he says.
And then he leaves. Yeah. Now, Nick, what
hey,
did you...
he's here to save us from climate change.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Actually, I just wanted a correction. It's pronounced John.
It's John.
You've been praying wrong the whole time.
I don't know who God is, but you know, you've been doing it wrong. Anyway, what did you think?
All right, Legend of Hay. So
initial thoughts.
I watched this. Sorry, say again.
I was just saying, like, your initial thoughts or what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, initial thoughts. Like, this is kind of weird. I watched this kind of in a rush. I hate saying that, but, like, I knew nothing about it, right? I knew nothing about it. It reminded me of Ghibli, obviously. It has a lot of those vibes where there's a lot of, like, quieter moments, which I actually really like in movies because some movies move too fast or it's just, like, go, 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 A, B, C, D, all that type of stuff. This one is... they're kind of doing that, but there's also like quieter moments and they pan out on certain scenes, and I think it's pretty well directed. It looks great overall, especially the fight scenes. As far as like my connection to the story, like initial thoughts, like I found it a little bit hard to connect to the story overall, but I think the strength in this for me lies in how like just the presentation of it. And I found it a little bit hard to follow. I don't know why. Do you find it hard to follow, or am I just stupid? Like a tiny bit hard to follow. You know what I mean?
No, not for me.
It felt like I almost should have watched the TV show first.
No, not for me. I almost just kind of like, for me, I just paid attention to Hay the whole time and just whatever he was doing. I was just paying
attention. Face Johnson, dude.
Yeah. I mean, he was a cat face. Really, it kind of was like, it reminded me of, okay, so... I don't know. I don't know what you were doing while you were watching it. I was just into it, man. Like
Oh yeah, this is right up your alley.
Yeah, I was
sure.
I was
like, I watch it. I'm like, this is Sam's movie.
I was eating chips, you know. And I don't know.
Dude, like, I'm on that ADD time. I gotta be doing two things at once.
Oh, sure.
It's so bad. It's so bad lately.
Maybe you should get a fidget toy. I gotta get more fidget toys because I don't have enough.
But, I mean, I watched reviews of it. I actually rewatched part of the movie at 2x speed just to like refresh because I watched it a little bit ago. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was good overall, but I didn't feel like a strong emotional connection to it. Yeah, but I thought overall it was pretty good. So,
in terms of strong emotional connection, I'm kind of with you. Like, I didn't either. I felt more for the character than anything, you know, just hey by himself than anything.
Yeah,
I guess. But like, yeah, I didn't feel like too strong of an emotional.
With the exception, there were a couple of funny scenes.
Yeah,
which we can talk about later. That I actually kind of like breathed air out my nose at those scenes. Yeah. So I don't want to say laugh, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Because the story is not anything to like write home about, right? It's not like anything like it's like, oh man, there's this epic story of how this and the change of the world and what, you know what I mean? Nothing like
that. You got the two travelers, right? You got Wuxian. I can't pronounce that.
Wuxian.
And Hay.
Yeah.
And they're traveling, right?
So
like, so what were they? They're trying to save the natural world from the humans, kind of. And also coexist or kill them all.
So that's kind of the whole thing, right? It's like we had a forest home and then the humans came in, industrialized it or made houses and cities and whatever. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To be fair, Ghibli is also confusing sometimes. Like Mononoke and Spirited Away were both also confusing.
Yeah, like Pompoko is a more straightforward. Yeah,
that's
maybe it, right?
That's the most straightforward, I think.
And this wasn't so straightforward about it because at the forefront you had all these magical users, right? You had all these throwing flames and branches and metal pieces at each other and doing kung fu and
yeah, I did like the metal powers. That was cool.
Yeah, it was like, it kind of reminds you of Avatar, some of the fights in Avatar. And
it reminded me of Magneto.
Magneto, yeah.
You have fire in your blood.
Hashtag Magneto did nothing wrong. Anyways.
I mean, like, kind of, you know.
I'm just kidding. He did. But still. Anyways. we'll get into it later. No, like, a fucking... So I didn't feel... Like, the story is just whatever, right? But at the forefront of it was somebody who... This spirit who was lost and just wanted a home. And maybe didn't understand what a home was until he found it in these people who rescued him. And the first person who rescues him, you know, these spirit users, these spirits who are elemental users, they rescue him and they say, you have a home here. You can stay here as long as you want. And then he gets taken away by Infinity or Wuxian. And without really explaining anything to him, you know what I mean? Like, he just takes him away. And it's like, okay, so I guess he's the bad guy, right? And it's like, who's the bad guy?
And, oh, yeah, it's a little bit gray. It's hard to figure out who's the bad guy.
I have never done this before because I'm not very smart, okay? I'm very slow. I know a lot of things. That doesn't make me intelligent, okay? So, like, this is the first time where I've watched a film and I've kind of caught on to some weird foreshadowing. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. They're the bad guys, right? Because, like...
You're beginning to believe.
Yeah.
It's like the Matrix.
I was like, there's power. Like, but like,
I know kung fu.
So I mean, you know what? I mean, we're gonna get into spoilers, right? Because I mean,
Legend of Hay. So you would recommend it for sure.
I would.
I would mildly recommend it. If you have similar taste to Sam, I would strongly recommend it.
I would.
But if you're like me, then it's hit or miss.
I would. And I can't, you know, I can't for the life of me figure out how I was. And I was trying a little too hard. I spent a little too much time trying to find some of the animation techniques they were using, because it felt like some of it was there were 3D models that they animated over. And then some of it felt like just regular 2D animation.
Yeah, like the whales.
Yeah,
I think.
Like, you know, and then obviously there's some obvious CG parts, you know, but like, I mean,
the whole movie looked fucking great. Honestly,
it looked amazing. It was great.
I didn't notice any like jank moments. Like, this looked better than a lot of the Japanese anime movies.
Yeah, it was very nice. A lot of, you'll see that a lot of Chinese animation, maybe if we review more down the road, you'll see that it's very, it can get really good. On levels of French animation and Japanese animation. And it's just that Japanese animation, they produce so much of it that it's just like kind of like, you know, some of it just falls to the wayside. But in this case, there are Chinese anime like that too. There's some, a lot of Chinese anime out there that looks just terrible. But like this movie, you know, it's a full-length movie and it looks great. But the fight scenes look amazing. A lot of the storyboarding looks amazing. Like some of the fight scenes, the way they do the angles and the way they choreographed, like, you know, there's a part where they're battling in a city and
it felt very weighty. I like that.
Yes, it was heavy. You felt it. You felt that shit. Like when something got dropped or thrown at somebody, you were like, oh God, like you almost kind of wanted to dodge it and move a little bit. You were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you move your neck. You're like, oh,
geez. Oh, shit. I'm still here, dude. Watch out, God. Like, what?
You know what it reminds me of? Kizu Monogatari, right, Sen?
Oh, yeah. I've
action scenes.
I haven't seen that, but I mean.
I'm kidding. That's not a very strong comparison, but like just animation alone is worth watching it.
Yeah, fucking.
I think that's why Sen likes this, because of the animation. Am I wrong? I don't know. Am I wrong?
I mean, it's a very amazing piece of work. I mean, just.
The character designs look great, too. Like, I think everything about the movie is great, except for, like, it just didn't resonate with me.
Story-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, emotionally, character wise.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, the story is you know,
I would say for me, it like lacked a strong hook, I guess. Yeah. Like the hook and then like the payoff and also like the friends they made along the way, that type of thing.
Yeah.
The thing is like they did all those things. It just didn't mesh with me.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the people in the audience would like this movie a lot more than I did.
Sure. I think it's a great piece of work. I think most people will agree with us and will and say like, oh yeah, the story was okay, but the just how they presented the story was fucking amazing. You know what I mean? So like, which is what I loved about it, and the character designs as well. Yeah, like the fucking animal face Johnsons. There was this
dude when Hay transforms into the giant animal face.
Yeah,
I was like, Sam probably just nutted right now.
It's a 10 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10 cat right there. I want a big cat.
And shrunk down into the teeny tiny cat.
I just miss Smokey, you know? He was a big cat, and so I miss big cats. I want a big cat.
Oh, yeah. So that does look kind of like Smokey a little bit.
He was a big, fun cat. But no, like, I mean, and even just the characters, the way they're written, too, is like, I love the way Infinity was written. He's kind of like this really calm person.
Yeah, he's like a deadpan couture guy.
He's like, he tries to be as calm as possible in every situation. And then when things involve Hay, you know, towards the end, he's like, he gets a little mad. You can see a little motion in him. And it's like, oh, shit. But honestly, like, and even the sounds, man, the sounds of when they're fighting is like, oh, my God, man, you know, some shit's about to go down. Somebody's about to get ganked right now real hard. And I want to be there and see it because, you know, they're going to be flying through the air doing some wuja shit. And it was very cool. It was super dope. And again, I wish I could find, I was trying to find like places where I could see how it was animated. But maybe I can find something on YouTube because I didn't check YouTube very well. But some of the techniques involved, much like a lot of the other martial arts, Chinese epic animes, the Chinese productions have done, this looked really nice. And I will say this too. This is another thing that's going to sound, it's going to sound kind of weird, but this goes to show you that you can make a great piece of animation without doing too much like shading. A lot of the time, there was not any shading at all, except for in the backgrounds. The characters themselves didn't have, like, shading anywhere, like, when they were animated. They were just put on there. It was all translated properly via, like, the outline and over the whole lighting of the environment. It was, and you didn't even notice. Until, I didn't even notice until 30 minutes in. I'm like, wait a second, none of these characters are shaded. There's no shading. There's no two tones. There's just all bare. It's all bare colors. It's all just one. Everything is one color, right? It's just like, and it was still amazing. It still looked great.
Matt life, dude. Matt.
Matt life. Yeah.
I don't know if that doesn't make any sense. I used that wrong.
But like, no, it was it was fucking cool, dude. It was great.
Give me that gloss.
Give me that gloss.
It's either gloss or matte. Dragon Shield sleeves. Sponsored by Dragon Shield. We're not sponsored by them.
Prefer matte. Dragon Shields.
I don't know.
The glossy Dragon Shields get a little too sticky.
I like the stick, though.
I prefer character sleeves. It's just you have to buy oversleeves to protect them because the character sleeves are...
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them are printed like right on there and it works better. But anyway. Sleeving on the podcast.
Take a shot if you want us to make anime summit sleeves. Anyways. Yeah, dude. Like, other than that, yeah. The story was just kind of whatever. It was, but it was not hard for me to follow. It was not hard for me to follow. And if we're gonna get into spoiler territories, now's about the time we would do it.
So okay, so just real quick in like two sentences, sure. Explain the basic summary of the story.
Humans took...
Not for me, for everybody else, of course.
Sure. There were spirits that lived in the forest, and spirits and the creatures they took care of in the forest. Kind of like, you know, Somaling the forest spirit, you know, all of them, you know, weird creatures and shit. Except taken from Chinese lore, obviously. So most of them are just animal-based or whatever. And then humans started to kind of like, you know, industrialize, make homes, build homes and companies and things like that, build cities. They were driven away until there was... barely any space for their spirits left. And so even at first, when they would build villages and cities, the spirits were revered by the humans. You know, like, oh, fox spirit, you know, please guide me to the life where I can have sex a lot, whatever, that kind of thing. Until there was like little to no land for the spirits to go. So they've all kind of congregated on this island that's like way offshore. And is having fun running around in the forest in the beginning. And then all of a sudden his home is getting demolished by a construction machine, like a, you know, a digging machine. And he wakes up in a garbage bag, and he's dreaming about, you know, how his home used to be. And he's like, we'll find a new home. Don't worry. And whatever. Then he gets rescued from humans, bullying him in an alley by Stormend, Feng Ji, and taken back to this island. And this island has like little to no humans in it. It's got some humans, you know, but it's mostly a forest and spirits and everything. And then he gets taken away by Infinity or Wuxian. And he tells him, I'm part of a guild where we keep an eye on spirits and humans and try and learn to coexist. And, you know, Hay is like, nah, fuck humans, dude. Humans suck. And he's like, well, why?
Yeah, he wanted to, like, murder all humans.
Yeah, he's like, well, why do you like Stormend? Because he gave me food and home. Well, I gave you food. Whatever, shut up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, and so he starts having this doubt in his mind. That's kind of where the movie just goes on from there. So the goal is for Wuxian to take Hay to the guild. And he's like, look, I'm going to take you to the guild. We're going to tell you what's up. And if you want to leave, you can leave. Now, along the way, they discover that Hay, every spirit, like power user or spirit user has like an elemental
like
type.
Powers. Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out that Hay is metal, just like Xian's is. But there is also
like a domain.
Yeah. There's also a secondary power, which is space and void and time or something like that. And Hay has space, which is a very rare type. And you can actually do lots of like crazy shit with it. And so they kind of dissect what that is and discover and tell you what it is through conversation between the characters throughout the movie. And so, yeah, that's basically it. And so then it turns into a game of let's steal Shay back, you know, or Hay back, back and forth. And you kind of realize who's who, you know, towards the end of the movie, and who's the bad guy and who's not. And yeah, that's without spoiling. But if we're going to spoil, then I can talk about like the foreshadowing thing that I caught. I was like, wow, I felt really smart. I was like, wow, I'm good at watching stuff, actually, kind of.
I am so smart. S-M-R-T. That's me.
But yeah.
I just have a monkey clapping cymbals in my brain, and Sam is just like The Hangover. You're doing math and equations and shit.
I like how Nick was like in two sentences or less, and I'm like, yeah, let me use the paragraph really quick. But like, yeah.
Yeah, no. there was a lot of semicolons there.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot to mention the power part at the end, but so that's why I added it. But like, yeah, it's basically like humans and spirits, they should coexist, but they don't want to. not all of them are bad. Some of them are, a lot of them are good, but you know, the ones that are bad and you know, the ones that are good are just trying their best to live. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it becomes like a prejudice thing on top of an environmental thing on top of a, what does home mean to you? You know, kind of thing. I guess those are the themes you could say. But I don't know. I mostly just followed it because I wanted to see what happened to Hay and, you know, where, because to me, it's like you have a, for him, it was like, he had a choice. And what is your choice? And do you know right from wrong when you see it? You know what I mean? And so that's kind of like what Hay had to kind of figure out at the end. And it was this big hubbub. So, but yeah, it was cool, man. It's a cool movie. But if you wanted to get into spoilers, I'm gonna pause right here, then go watch the movie, then come back, and I'll tell you. Okay, you're back. Wow, it took you like 2 seconds. What do you speed racer? Anyways, what do you the Flash? So it turns out the scene that I'm talking about is in the beginning when Infinity or Wuxian is fighting with the spear guys on that island. Hay tries to attack him and Infinity knocks him out. So then he turns into back into his little cat form, little kitty, a black cat. And Hay or Infinity picks him up and by the scruff and looks at him and goes, huh. And then he gently puts him back down to sleep. And he decides, I'm going to take Hay with me. Without like knowing anything else about him, he just decides I'm going to take him with me because, you know, he was sent there to fight to bring in Stormend. But obviously that failed because they got away and Hay got left over. So he's like, well, I'm going to take Hay with me because he might not know what's going on. And then so Stormend is trying to look for, you don't actually know what he's looking for. You kind of think that he's looking for clues on where Infinity might be taking Hay, but that's not actually what he was looking for. He was looking for something else. And in doing so, he's interrogating this spirit who's like this little tiger. And when he gets the information he wants out of him, he just drops him on the floor. So in my mind, when I saw that happen, I was like, so this Infinity guy, who I don't know much about yet, picked up Hay and gently put him down. And this Stormend guy, who I thought rescued Hay in the beginning, is destroying this person's library and drawings and paintings and just drops this dude on the ground. This little tiger spirit on the ground. Who's the bad guy? Stormend's the bad guy. He's a dick. He has no remorse for the destruction he leaves behind when looking for what he wants. And he's just the way he treats people on his island, whether they're human or spirits. Human or spirits. He treats them like shit to get what he wants. And so that's quickly when you discover when Infinity is like offers to teach Hay how to do the metal controlling power and things like that. And it's not till now that Infinity halfway like third way through the movie that Infinity discovers that he has the space power. Whereas Infinity knew the whole time and he wants to use that space power to create his own space in little words, what Nick said, a domain expansion, flip the world around and make it only for spirits. So like the way he's going to do that is Stormend has a power that steals powers. Like his natural power is like controlling wood and grass and trees and shit. But he's got a secondary space power that steals other powers temporarily. And so his plan with Hay was to raise him to get good enough at using the void power or space power, and then steal it from him and create a new world. That's what he wanted to do. So when Hay discovers this and you realize that Stormend is a dick, it's like, oh shit, well, what's right and wrong? Because the whole entire movie, Hay wants to go back with Stormend until, guess what? Your friend is a dick. Friend's an asshole, man.
What was the Chinese name for Stormin there?
Feng Shi.
I'm looking on a map. Okay, that's what's messing me up. Okay.
And then, you know, other members of the guild are even trying to convince Hay too. You know, like, hey, man, humans aren't that bad. They created this thing called the cell phone, which is dope. Like, you can watch YouTube on it, dude. It's because it takes place in the present time, right? And it's really, I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's
so you,
the right and wrong part.
I would
about
have to
it
rewatch
is,
this movie at like 0.5 speed. I don't know why. Like, didn't stick. The plot, like, fucking missed me somehow. I missed all that. Dude, I got to get more sleep.
I know, me too.
No, you, that was a perfect analysis. That was good.
So, like, yeah, that was kind of like, I was like, why do they care about Hay so much? And he's treating like the rest of his village that he supposedly lives with and just destroying everything while getting information from them. Like, why is he doing that? And it just is like, I don't know. It was really straightforward for me. I don't know. Maybe it was, sometimes I don't catch on to that stuff until, like, you know, you or Daniel will say, like, oh yeah, because this character, it turns out that he's Pacho. And I'm like, oh my God, he's Pacho? Like, a fucking, like, why didn't I see that sooner? Like, you know, like how they'll discover things about the Lord of the Rings movies, right? And they'll make a social media post about it. Like, oh yeah, Gimli, like, for those of you who don't know about Lord of the Rings lore, the gift that he asked from, what's her name?
Galadriel.
Galadriel, the hares, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, oh, that was such a cool thing to discover. You know, I didn't know that. But, like, it's little things like that that you don't fucking know. You know what I mean? It's, and this thing.
Well, and there's more, again, you would get more out of this movie if you knew the show.
Yeah, I bet you.
And also if you know, like, Chinese lore type stuff.
I bet you I would, background, too. I bet you I would, too. Yeah, because, you know, there's probably things in that one because it's like, you know, at the end of the movie, at the end of this movie or whatever, you know, him and Hay and Infinity go and go do stuff. You know, they go travel the world and whatever. And, you know, this is supposed to be a prequel to that. So you kind of wonder how their travels go and what else it builds into and what kind of character Hay is now or whatever. But I guess that was kind of a surprise part for people too, because like in the movie, most of the movie, Hay has black hair with black ears. And in that show and that comic, he's got white hair. And then it kind of shows how he gets the white hair at the end of the movie. And it's kind of cool. But either way, I will say this. I didn't mean to summarize the whole thing there. I was just summarizing that one part because that was what made me go like, oh shit, you know, but it kind of is, it kind of, I guess, in a way, asks you the same question. It's like, what's right and wrong to you? You know what I mean? What's,
yeah, yeah.
You know, in a very straightforward way, but not so straightforward. So, I mean, that's kind of why I thought, you know, the story is nothing to write home about. You know, it's, the story is a story, right? And the themes are themes. They're there for a reason. They're there to drive the story and whatever. But it's nothing super crazy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's more of a mystical, fantastical type of story.
Yeah, it's just like an epic fantasy kind of thing.
Because I'm reading some comparisons here, and like, it has some similarities to Kung Fu Panda, also.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
I actually haven't seen Kung Fu Panda,
dude. You would like,
that's, according to this, but
especially, dude. Okay,
I need to watch that. Yeah, but yeah, like that one's kind of more grounded in like action oriented martial arts stuff, and then Spirited Away is like emotional depth, introspection, and then Legend of Hay is like mysticism type stuff, like superpowers kind of.
Yeah, and I should say there are super spiritual powers in Kung Fu Panda, but not till later.
Yeah,
but
like, yeah. I'm just saying, like, mainly,
but mostly, like, I think the biggest points to take away from Legend of Hay, if there is one, is much like Kung Fu Panda. Where do you come from? Where do you know where your home is? And what do you know is right from wrong? Like, do you know right from wrong? And where do you go with yourself once you know all three of those answers?
Yeah, I almost think this is more geared toward a younger audience, actually,
sure,
now that I'm thinking about it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it doesn't have, like, the adult themes that a lot of the Ghibli movies have.
No.
No. I mean, I guess it's not as silly as Kung Fu Panda. Actually, it did have some funny moments. Like, the part where the kid was running to the shopkeeper, and like that whole scene was just really funny.
The dine and dashing was hilarious.
Yeah, the Dine and Dash was funny. The part near the end with Nezha, I don't know her.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Nezha? Nezha?
Nezha, yeah. I don't know the... anyway, they did the Nichijou thing where they took the hair pieces off and they're like, wait, who are you?
Yeah. They're like...
It's my character design.
They're like, you're a guy, right? It's like yeah. And he's like, but your hair looks really cute. He's like, yeah. Yeah. If I didn't wear it like this, nobody will know who I am. And they took off he took off the pigtails and everyone around them was like, wait, who's that? Like,
yeah, so. Yeah. And then hey, yeah, it's funny. There's like there's like a sight gag where they're traveling on the boat and Hay is like throwing up like with a fountain or throat. And I just noticed that again. There's a bunch of silliness to it.
Yeah. There's like you gotta throw in the little bits of comic relief in there, you know, I think, which is perfect for.
Yeah, and I appreciate that it did this because a lot of movies get stuck in like the too serious, you know.
You get wrapped up in it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Overall, what do you rate it? What are you scoring?
Okay. I can't fairly give it a score. I think people should just take your score, but I'll give it like I would recommend this to other people. I just don't think it's like my type of movie, but I'd give it like a 6, but you'd probably give it a way higher score. So I don't even listen to my score. I'm like Jeremy Renner rating a slice of pizza. Like my opinion's invalid.
My opinion's invalid.
just thinking of that Barstool video. I'm liking it more. So like I'm rewatching clips of it and I'm liking it more than I did the first time. So I think I would give it a higher score, but yeah. On my anime list, it has an 8.
Yeah, I give it 8 spirits out of 10. I liked it a lot. I enjoyed this a lot. It was.
I think this looks better than like 90% of anime movies.
Yeah.
Including, I think it even looks better than, Makoto Shinkai. Who does Your Name?
Yeah, Makoto Shinkai. Yeah.
I mean, it looks better than those movies, I think. Or it looks as good in a different style, I think.
Yes.
Different style, but yeah. I had a minor complaint though with like one of the characters, and this is kind of weird because like the guy, the voice actor who does it, so Pan Jing, the old guy with the glasses and the salt and pepper hair,
yeah,
in the English dub he sounded off. I don't know why.
He sounded like an Asian guy
Latino or something, or
yeah, he was speaking pretty clear English, but like he had like a Latino or Asian accent. It was kind of weird. Yeah, it was like a very slight accent. You couldn't tell if it was like, he almost sounded Asian to me, but I don't know.
It sounded like they just grabbed somebody off the street and they're like, hey, you're voicing this guy now.
Hey, your voice is deep. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't deliver it very well. And part of that's probably the director is telling him what to do. So I don't want to blame him. But
sure,
anyway,
sure.
Maybe a miscasting on that. But the subtitle is probably, the dub was overall good except for that guy. And I'd have to listen to the soundtrack. There wasn't any like, who did the Ghibli soundtracks again? Joe Hisaishi. There we go. Yeah. There weren't any tracks on that level. But overall, I thought it was decent.
Yeah.
Like better than the average like TV anime or TV show, really.
Yeah.
But nothing I'm gonna listen to by itself.
Yeah, there was nothing that stuck out to me in that way either. No.
I always got to mention the music. I'm going to keep mentioning that because like a lot of things just kind of, you know, just put the music to the side. They're like, just throw some generic shit in there, you know?
Yeah.
This is a little bit better than that, but not all timer.
Yeah.
You know?
There wasn't anything that the music changed for me or drove for me. I guess maybe the end when Hay decides to go with Infinity, you know, like the ending, obviously. But yeah, no. Other than that. It's just a very, very amazingly piece of animation done, and the story is good enough. It's not anything crazy or unique or, you know, super amazing, but the story is well written enough and executed well enough, you know, to keep you watching, and you just kind of want to figure it out. You want to be there for Hay and kind of see if you can figure out what he figures out, and I think that's good enough. And just when it's done and drawn and animated so well, you can't just help but watch anyway. So, I wish I could.
Yeah, I'm just going to emphasize again. I think this is definitely meant for a younger audience.
Yes.
I think that's why, like I'm figuring it out. That's why I didn't like really love it as much as I could have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got you. I get it. But all right. Nice job. Nice job, everyone. Thank you, Sen, for that rec. We'll do another wheel spin maybe, I don't know, in a couple of weeks. I want to clear this wheel so we can get a new one going. There's a couple more other movies on there. We kind of cleared two at once because, you know, 5 centimeters per second was on there and we already had done that. But that being said, I'm glad I got to watch this. I'm you know, me and Nick, we're going to get on Thunderbolt Fantasy soon. Okay, we will, because it's the greatest anime of all time.
We talked about it when the first season was airing and it was awesome.
Dude, the first season?
That was a while ago, so.
Yeah, it's the greatest anime of all time. And I mean, me and Nick were on that for like 3 months. We're like, dude, it's the greatest anime of all time.
It's just, it's puppets, though. It's not even anime. Yeah, I know. It's literally puppets.
It's puppet animation.
Now, that's a show where I could not remember any character names because they did a...
They had a really
whatever
long...
I was watching it on, they did a poor job translating or localizing it.
They had a really long, the really long Chinese names. And
dude, Chinese names are so hard for me to remember. Like, I cannot remember Chinese names.
They...
Because the way things are pronounced is not, like, phonetic. It doesn't look the way that it is written.
Well, that's another reason why, like, in Chinese, the Chinese film industry and in Hollywood, they'll give them a different name. You know what I mean? So it's like, which is weird because, like, they'll even when you join the Chinese stage plays, like Chinese operas, they'll change your name too. So Jackie Chan has, like, 15 different names. You know, he's Chan Kwok Wing, Kwok Chan, Jackie Chan. And yeah, JC Chan is also Chan Wong Wing, I think. And then JC Chan is his son, by the way. Nicholas Say has like 4 different names. Donnie Yen has like 3 different names. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's weird. In Thailand, you have
the Colossus of Clout, the Great Bambino.
The Great Bambino. In Thailand, you got a first and a last name. In America, you got a first and middle and a last name. You know what I mean? In Japan, you got a last name and a first name.
Oh, I thought you meant like nicknames they had. So they literally have that many different names in China?
Yeah, in China, because they give you different names like when you're like as you get older. Like, I don't know. I could be making that up. Holy shit.
How does the government keep track of that?
Well, no, I mean, you have one name, but like I'm saying for actors.
Okay, I was going to say.
No, I'm saying for actors who like when they go into acting, they'll change your name.
Well, that's the same in Hollywood, isn't it? Like, aren't Hollywood actors, that's not their real names, right?
Oh, yeah, no. I think Steve Carell is actually Steve Shumalabalabagus or something like that.
Yeah, Snuffleupagus or whatever. Yeah, yeah, Nicholas Cage, that's not his real name.
Nick's actual name is Nicholas Papadopoulos. He's Greek.
Yeah. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Dude, you watch the trailer for the new one? That looks hilarious.
Nope.
Oh, come on, dude.
Too much Overwatch.
Too much Overwatch. All right.
Dude, I've been sucked in. All right.
Thank you for that. I love
you. Good movie, good movie.
Thank you for that. I love The Legend of Hay. It's a great movie. Everyone should watch it. That being said, let us know if you for also become a patron. If you want to do patron stuff and give us stuff to do, you should become one. That's great. You get to put your recommendation on the wheel and
We will answer your questions of the week. Will you get priority and other stuff?
I'll show you pictures of my eyeball. I'm zooming on my eyeball. That's hot.
Ooh, a rare picture.
A rare picture. That being said, I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening every week. I've been Sam. That's been Nick. I've been Nick, and I've been Danny, and then that's been Honey Bear, and that's been Scott Bakula, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. I don't even know who Scott Bakula is. I think it's like an actor, right?